Softvert User Manual, Tape 3, Side 1. Continuation of Chapter 4, page 77. Control Y. Identify extended ASCII character. Allows you to assign an extended ASCII character to a control code. You can then enter the control code into Vert's dictionary so that Vert will pronounce it correctly. For example, if you use foreign language characters in your work, you will want Vert to recognize and pronounce them correctly. You can do this by assigning each extended ASCII character to a control code. You can use 24 of the 26 control codes, Control A through Control Z, paren. You cannot use Control J, DOS line feed, and Control M, DOS carriage return, because SoftVert needs them to recognize the ends of lines, close paren. You can use the numbers from 1 to 26 to indicate the control codes. The number 1 represents Control A, 2 is Control B, 26 is Control Z, and so on. First, position the announcer at the character you want to reassign. Type a Control I to be sure of the extended ASCII value. Now type a number from 1 to 26, paren, excluding 10 and 13, close paren, followed by a Control Y. The Control Y executes the, quote, translation, end quote, of the extended ASCII character. If you type 1 followed by Control Y, you are translating, paren, reassigning, close paren, your extended ASCII character to Control A. If you type 26 followed by Control Y, you are translating your extended ASCII character to Control Z. To complete the translation, you need to enter the control code, paren, Control A, Control Z, or whatever, close paren, into the Vert dictionary to tell Vert how to pronounce the character. The actual substitution does not occur until you exit review mode. You can save these settings with other dictionary settings by using the SoftVert utility program, VPU. Refer to the section later in this chapter, or to Chapter 3, Using SoftVert, for more information on Vert's dictionary. Page 78. To erase all extended ASCII assignments, type a 0 followed by Control Y. Shift T, mark top of screen. Used for sentence and paragraph speech. This command determines the line at which SoftVert will begin when reading sentences and paragraphs, so that status information at the top of the screen will not be spoken. Move the announcer to the top line you want to read, then press Shift T. Vert will say, quote, top border defined, end quote. Remember, this command is only valid with the sentence and paragraph reading commands. Shift B, mark bottom of screen. Used for sentence and paragraph speech. This command determines the line at which SoftVert will stop when reading sentences and paragraphs so that status information at the bottom of the screen will not be spoken. Move the announcer to the bottom line you want to read, then press Shift B. Vert will say, quote, bottom border defined, end quote. Remember, this command is only valid with the sentence and paragraph reading commands. Control D, enter dictionary menu. Activates the SoftVert dictionary menu. The dictionary allows you to change the pronunciation of up to 100 words. Exit the dictionary menu with the Control E command. See Chapter 3, Using SoftVert, and the section on the dictionary later in this chapter for more details and dictionary commands. Control M, enter monitor menu. Activates the SoftVert monitor menu. The monitor allows you to set Vert to monitor certain windows so that changes can be automatically spoken as they occur. Exit the monitor menu with the Control E command. See the section on the monitor later in this chapter for more details and monitor commands. Control V, enter verbal options menu. Activates the SoftVert verbal options menu. Verbal options allow you to configure SoftVert to your unique specifications for such things as pronunciation of punctuation and numbers, recognition of screen highlighting, and many others. Page 79. There are 30 verbal options. Exit the verbal option menu with the Control E command. See Chapter 3, Using SoftVert, and the section on verbal options later in this chapter for more details and verbal option commands. Shift 0 to Shift 9. Hotkeys to verbal options settings. Hotkeys are special keys that allow you to change up to 10 verbal options without entering the verbal options menu. Choose verbal options you change frequently and assign them to the shifted number keys. You must assign hotkeys while in the verbal options menu. You can access hotkeys directly from review mode. You can also access hotkeys in communication mode using the Control Spacebar commands covered later in this chapter. The 10 hotkeys are the 10 pronunciation marks on the shifted number keys. For example, the exclamation point is the shifted 1, the at symbol is the shifted 2, and so on. To assign a hotkey, go to the verbal option you want, such as numbers pronunciation. Press the shifted key, paren, hotkey, close paren, you want to assign to this option, such as exclamation point. From now on, you can cycle through the settings for this option by pressing the exclamation key in review mode without going into the verbal options menu. You can also press the Control Spacebar command from the communication mode. This will allow you to type one hotkey command. Control Z, zap settings to default. Zaps all configuration settings except speech parameters, paren, volume, pitch, and rate, close paren, back to their default values. This command sets all windows, place markers, hotkeys, dictionary words, monitor windows, and verbal options back to their default settings. Control space, execute a review mode command. Allows you to give one review mode command from communication mode or review mode without affecting your document. This command is like a, quote, shell out to review mode, end quote, command. When you give this command, SoftVert says, quote, enter number, end quote. You can now enter one of several review mode commands. SoftVert will execute the command without staying in review mode. You can speak any line on the screen, speak a window, configure a window to speak only one color, execute a hotkey command, and enable or disable Vert's monitor system. Page 80. For more information, see the section later in this chapter on Control Spacebar commands. Communication mode commands. Communication mode commands are active while your application program is running. While you are in communication mode, you can give commands to your application program and to SoftVert. This is where you will do most of your work. Most of Vert's communication mode commands are universal commands. That is, they are also active in review mode. All the commands listed below are universal commands unless specified. If you have selected special letter keys via Alt paren instead of Control close paren in verbal option number 16, then substitute the Alt key for the Control key in each command that follows. For a quick summary of all communication mode commands, see Appendix E. Character navigation commands. Control F. Read current character. Control F twice. Cursor position. Shift Control F. Current character phonetic. Word navigation commands. Control G. Read current word. Shift Control G. Spell current word. Line navigation commands. Control T. Read current line. Document read command. Shift Control T. Read document. Page 81. Sentence navigation commands. Alt page up. Read current sentence. Alt center. Read current sentence. Paragraph navigation commands. Alt page up, page up. Read current paragraph. Alt center, center. Read current paragraph. Other navigation commands. Control J. Read left edge to cursor. Shift Control J. Read top edge to cursor. Control K. Read cursor to right edge. Shift Control K. Read cursor to bottom edge. Each of the above navigation commands is explained in detail below. Control F. Read current character. Speaks the character at the computer cursor. Control F twice. Cursor position. Speaks the position paren line and column coordinates close paren of the character at the computer cursor, then speaks the character. Shift Control F. Current character phonetic. Speaks the phonetic value paren quote alpha quote, end quote for quote A end quote quote Charlie end quote for quote C end quote and so on close paren of the letter at the computer cursor. This will help you identify letters that sound similar. A complete list of phonetic letter assignments is included as Appendix G. Page 82. Control G, read current word. Speaks the word at the computer cursor. Shift Control G, spell current word. Spells the word at the computer cursor. Control T, read current line. Speaks the entire line at the computer cursor. Shift Control T, read document. Reads the entire document beginning at the computer cursor. When you press Shift Control T, Vert will read the document line by line. Vert will issue down arrow commands until the computer cursor reaches the end of the document. You must stop the reading at the end of the document with one of Vert's commands to stop speech, Control B, Control R, or Control N. Alt Center, Alt Page Up. Read current sentence. Speaks the sentence at the computer cursor. This is the same as the Shift J command in review mode. The center key is the 5 key on the numeric keypad. The page up key is the 9 key on the numeric keypad. Alt Center Center, Alt Page Up Page Up. Read current paragraph. Speaks the paragraph at the computer cursor. This is the same as the Shift K command in review mode. Control J. Read left edge to cursor. Speaks the text from the left edge of the current line up to the computer cursor. If forms processing paren verbal option number 21 close paren is on, this command will speak the current field title. Page 83. Shift Control J. Read top edge to cursor. Speaks the text from the top left edge of the screen up to the computer cursor. The top edge is defined by the last window command issued, such as an Alt Number command. Control K. Read cursor to right edge. Speaks the text from the cursor position to the end of the cursor line. If forms processing, paren, verbal option number 21, close paren, is on, this command will speak the current field data. Shift Control K. Read cursor to bottom edge. Speaks the text from the cursor position to the end of the screen. The bottom edge is defined by the last window command issued, such as an Alt Number command. This command is especially effective when used along with the semicolon cursor routing command. After correcting a mistake, issue a Shift Control K to listen for the next mistake. Enter another semicolon command to route the cursor to your next editing location. Silence SoftVert. There are three commands to silence SoftVert. Control B, bottom of text. Stop speech output until new data is no longer being written to the screen. This enables DOS commands such as DIR to scroll without speaking. As soon as new text comes to the screen or you give a command, Vert will automatically speak. When used in review mode, this command stops the current verbalization. Control N, no speech, paren, turns off speech, close paren, turns off speech completely until a Control R, paren, resume, close paren, command is given. Note, in previous versions of SoftVert, when Control N was activated, text still went through the speech buffer. This slowed the application program. Now, when Control N is activated, text does not go through the speech buffer and there is no delay in computer processing. Page 84. Control R, speech on, off toggle. Toggle speech output on or off. This is similar to Control N, except that speech output begins automatically when you give the next SoftVert command, which may be a Control R. Enter review mode. There are two different review modes, line review and screen review. Use a different command to enter each review mode, but use the same command to exit both. Control O, enter screen review mode. This command is only active in communication mode. Enters screen review mode, where an image of the screen is kept static in VRT's memory. This enables you to review the screen at your leisure without fear of accidentally changing anything. Return to communication mode with the Enter key or a Control E. Control L, enter line review mode. This command is only active in communication mode. Enters line review mode, where VRT keeps an image of all text that has come to the screen through BIOS, B-I-O-S, since the last review mode entry. This command is especially useful when giving DOS commands, like DIR, to read a list of files. This file list is usually longer than your 25-line screen, so you would ordinarily lose the information before the last 25 lines. When you use line review, VRT keeps all the information, including the material that has scrolled off the screen, in its speech buffer. You can use review mode navigation commands to review this material. For example, the command 50K reads line 50 of the material. To cancel this buffer, issue a Control O to enter screen review. Page 85. Miscellaneous communication mode commands. Control X, exception key. Alt 120, speak Windows 120. Shift Alt 120, speak and spell Windows 120. Left Shift cursor keys. Follow highlighted bar. Control Spacebar. Execute a review mode command. Control Space Number Enter. Read line. Control Space Number Space. Set status line. Control Space Space. Read status line. Control Space Letter. Read line. Control Space Function key. Speak window. Control Space Attribute Number Function key. Set window color. Control Space Shift Function. Speak and spell window. Following is a detailed explanation of each command listed above. Control X, exception key. This command is only active in communication mode. It passes the next command through to the application program. Use this command if SoftVRT and your application program both want to use the same command. Usually SoftVRT will take control of the command, so it will not be available to your application program. This can be a problem. Control X solves this problem. When you type Control X, your next command is not executed by SoftVRT, even though it is a SoftVRT command. Instead, it is passed through to the application program. Page 86. This command has a different function in review mode. It allows you to enter control characters into VRT's dictionary. See the dictionary section later in this chapter for more details. Alt 120. Speak Windows 120. Speaks the contents of the window specified. This is a quick way to read a selected portion of the screen. If you have set a window to speak only a specific color, the Alt number commands will speak all the text of the color in the window. If you have set window 1 as lines 24 and 25 on the computer screen, give the command Alt 1 to read those lines. You must enter the numbers from the number row of the keyboard, paren, above the letter keys, close paren, not from the numeric keypad. This command is the same as the Control Spacebar Function Key commands. Alt 2 is the same as Control Spacebar Function 2. Control Spacebar commands are covered later in this chapter. Shift Alt 1 through 0. Speak and spell Windows 1 through 0. Speaks then spells the contents of the window specified word by word. This is especially useful when used with a spell checker to read the misspelled word. The misspelled word is usually highlighted. You can use VRT's Control Spacebar commands to tell VRT to read only one color or attribute within a window. Then you can use Shift Alt Number to speak and spell the misspelled word. Left Shift cursor keys. Follow highlighted bar. Speaks only the text in a highlighted bar. Many programs use a highlighted bar to display and select menu choices or file names. Some of these highlighted bars do not have a real cursor with them. The real cursor is often parked somewhere else on parentheses or off close parentheses the screen. When you use left shift cursor key commands, you are actually using software to read the last active vert window. Set this window for the area the highlighted bar choices will appear in. Set it to speak only the color or attribute used by the highlighted bar. Since the command reads the last active window, you should enter or read paren using alt number or control spacebar commands, for example, close paren, the window area before issuing the left shift cursor key command. When you issue the command, vert will pass the cursor key command along to the application program, page 87. Next, vert will enter the last active window and read the window. Last, vert will return to communication mode and give control to the application program. This is like having a vert macro. Control spacebar commands. Control spacebar. Execute a review mode command. Allows you to give one review mode command from the communication mode without affecting your document. This command is like a, quote, shell out to review mode, end quote, command. When you give this command, SoftVert says, quote, enter number, end quote. You can now enter one of several review mode commands. SoftVert will execute the command without staying in review mode. You can speak any line on the screen, speak a window, configure a window to speak only one color, execute a hotkey command, and enable or disable Vert's monitor system. The commands available from Control Spacebar are as follows. Control Spacebar Number Enter. Read line. The number must be from 1 to 25 corresponding to the 25 lines on the computer screen. Speaks the line specified. Vert will speak the line yet keep the computer cursor where you left it. Control, spacebar, number, spacebar. Set status line. Same as the previous command, but sets the specified line as the status line. From now on, the control, spacebar, spacebar command will read this line. You will not need to enter the line number each time. Most programs use line 25 as a status line, so most people will want to enter control, spacebar, 25, spacebar. From then on, control, spacebar command will read line 25 in communication mode. Control, spacebar, spacebar. Read status line. Speaks previously set status line. See previous entry for details. Page 88. Control, spacebar, letter. The letter must be from A to Y corresponding to the 25 lines on the computer screen. The letter A is line 1, B is line 2, Y is line 25. Control, spacebar, function key. Read window. You must use a function key from F1 to F10. Speaks the contents of a previously set window. Same as alt number command. Control spacebar attribute number function key. Set window color. Allows you to set the color or attribute of text to be spoken in a window. Paren, see Appendix F for a complete list of Vert's color and attribute numbers. Close paren. This command is extremely useful to speak misspelled words identified through spell checkers. If, for example, you use WordPerfect, you might set window 2 as lines 1 through 11, the area of the misspelled word. The misspelled word is in an inverse video attribute or color. If you set window 2 to speak only inverse video text, paren, control, spacebar, 0, F2, for a monochrome display, close paren, Vert will speak only the misspelled word when you give the alt 2 or control spacebar F2 commands. Note, beginning with soft vert releases 4.5, control spacebar attribute number alt number also works to set window color selection. Control spacebar shift function. Speak and spell window. Speaks then spells the contents of the window specified word by word. This is especially useful when used with a spell checker to read the misspelled word. The misspelled word is usually highlighted. You can use the control spacebar attribute number function key commands to tell Vert to read only one color or attribute within a window. Then you can use the control spacebar shift function key command to speak and spell the misspelled word. Page 89. Control spacebar control M. Toggle monitor system on or off. Toggles the monitor system on and off. Control, spacebar, number, control, M. Toggle monitoring system on, off for window number. Toggles monitoring on and off for a particular window. Enter control spacebar, then the number of the window you want to turn monitoring on for, then enter control M. This will turn windowing on or off for the window you specify. Special commands and menus. There are many ways to customize SoftVert for your needs. You can set windows, place markers, and dictionary pronunciation. In addition, you can customize Vert's pronunciation of punctuation, numbers, and other things through Vert's verbal options menu. Once you have set these things, they stay set throughout your working session. You can save the settings permanently through the Vert utility program called VU, V-U, paren, run by the program in the VU.exe, close paren. This enables you to save your configurations, then load them anytime you need them. Windows. Note, this feature of SoftVert was previously called, quote, columns, end quote. A window is an area of the screen you want Vert to read without reading the rest of the screen. If you have a program that has status information on the top two lines of the screen, you can set those lines as a window. If you use a program that contains columns of information, you can set a SoftVert window for each column. This enables you to read each column entry in your window without hearing information you don't need at the moment. You can set a window to speak only one color text. This is useful when working with spell checkers, which usually display the misspelled word in a different color or attribute from the rest of the screen. You must set windows in review mode, but you can read them in both review mode or communication mode. There are a wide variety of window navigation commands you can give in review mode. Page 90. You can also read windows in communication mode by using the Alt key plus the number keys above the letters or by using Control Spacebar commands. Setting windows. It is easy to set windows in SoftVert. You must mark the upper left and lower right corners of the window. Put the announcer at the upper left corner and type the window number, paren, a number from 1 to 0, close paren, followed by a T for top of window. Then put the announcer at the lower right corner and type the same window number followed by a B for bottom of window. To set all lines 24 and 25 as window 1, do the following. Number 1, put the announcer at line 24, column 1, by typing 24K. Number 2, type a 1 followed by a T. Number 3, put the announcer at line 25. Column 80 by typing 25K, then 79V. Number 4, type a 1 followed by a B. You may read your window by typing Alt 1 or Control Spacebar F1. The windows you set are active in communication and review modes. Windows and colors. SoftVert can be set to speak only one color or attribute text within any window. This is an easy way to have Vert speak only certain colors on the screen. If, for example, a program using a cyan background has a pop-up window that displays a menu choice in white background with a highlighted bar in blue, paren, a typical configuration for Lotus 1-2-3, close paren, the user can set two windows, one speaking only blue background text, paren, the highlighted bar, close paren, and the other speaking only white background text, paren, the rest of the pop-up window, close paren. Many users have asked how to set SoftVert to speak only one attribute or color text in a window. An example of this is a spell checker that displays the misspelled word in inverse video and the correction choices in either another color or another part of the screen. Page 91. WordPerfect works this way. SoftVert will work with this type of system very well. You can set Vert to speak and spell only the misspelled word. You can also set Vert to speak or to speak and spell all the correction choices the spell checker displays on the screen. SoftVert has two ways to vocalize the misspelled word and the correction choices. One way uses color selection within a window through the Alt number keys. The other way uses the new SoftVert monitor system to monitor the misspelled word and output the misspelling and the correction choices. Please refer to Appendix J for a tutorial on using windows and colors with WordPerfect's spell checker. To set SoftVert to speak only one color in a window that you have set, use the Control Spacebar command from either communication or review mode. When you type Control Spacebar, Vert will say, quote, enter number, end quote. Enter Vert's number for the attribute or color you want spoken, paren, see Appendix F for a list of Vert's color attribute numbers, close paren. Finally, press the function key corresponding to the window you have set. For example, to set Vert to speak only white background text in Window 2, type the following. Number 1, Control Spacebar. Number 2, 27 paren for white background text, close paren. Number 3, F2 paren, function key 2 for Window 2, close paren. Now when you press Alt 2, Sofvert will only speak the white background text in Window 2. Monitor menu. Vert's monitoring system is a significant new feature that will automatically announce changes as they occur on the screen. Vert permits the user to monitor up to 10 different areas of the screen. A monitor area may be any size. When an area changes, Vert will read a preset screen area. Thus, the output area can be different from the monitor area, permitting you to monitor a small screen area, paren, to save time, close paren, but output up to the entire screen. You can use Vert's monitor system to read a status line in a word processor. You can use it with a spell checker to read the highlighted misspelled word, page 92. You can also use it to read help messages that pop up on the screen. You will discover many other uses for Vert's monitor system as you explore it. The monitoring area is defined via a menu in review mode. The system is tied in with Vert's windows. The command to enter the monitor system is Ctrl-M. You will enter into a dialogue with Vert. Vert will ask the following questions. Number 1. Turn monitoring on, yes or no. Number 2. Enter monitor window or Ctrl-E to exit. Number 3. Turn the monitoring on for this window. Yes or no. Number 4. Enter output window or Control E to skip. Number 5. Enter second output window or Control E to skip. Number 6. Enter startup key or Control E to skip. Number 7. Enter turn off key or Control E to skip. Number 8. Speak and spell output, yes or no. Number 9. Do another, yes or no. Monitor windows are prioritized, with window 0 having highest priority. This means that if you are monitoring several windows, Vert will speak the lowest number window first. The first 5 monitor windows, paren number 0 through 4, close paren, have special significance. They permit the user to have a turn on key. This is a key which will automatically invoke that monitor when the key is pressed. Vert permits up to 10 turn off keys. When Vert discovers a turn on key, all other monitors are temporarily turned off. When you press one of your preset turn off keys, Vert resumes regular monitoring. Monitors may be created at any time. If you change the dimension or color attributes of a window, the monitor system will automatically use the new definitions for that window. Page 93. Monitor areas are saved with the lock, quote, L, end quote, function of Vert. This is the standard review mode command to lock in window formats. You may lock up to 10 different formats, each with up to 10 windows. The overlay function, quote, O, end quote, will bring back any locked area when preceded by a number from 1 to 0. Thus, quote, 1, O, end quote, paren, the letter O, close paren, will bring back overlay 1 with its set of up to 10 windows. You can have monitoring turned on for any and all of these windows. You can toggle on and off the monitoring system in communication or review mode with the following command sequence. Control, spacebar, Control-M. You can toggle on and off monitoring for a specific window in communication or review mode with the following command sequence. Control, spacebar, number, paren, window number, close paren, Control-M. Please see Appendix J for more information and a tutorial on setting monitor windows for WordPerfect spell checking. Verbal Options Menu. You can customize the way Sofvert speaks numbers, words, punctuation, and many other details. There are 30 different options. Use the Verbal Options menu to set the options. Enter the command Ctrl-V from Review Mode to enter the Verbal Options menu. While you are in the Verbal Options menu, you can cycle from option to option using the Enter key. When you land on an option, Vert will always announce the option and the current setting. You can change the setting by pressing the space bar. If the option has 3 possible settings, the default will be setting 1. When you press the space bar, you will advance to setting 2. Press the space bar again and you will advance to setting 3. Press it again and you will go back to setting 1 again. The spacebar rotates continually among all the available settings. When you find the setting you want, you do not need to do anything else to select it. Software automatically selects and saves the new setting. You can then either exit the verbal options menu or move to the next option by pressing the Enter key again. Page 94. You can go directly to any option by entering the option number followed by the Enter key. For example, at any point in the verbal options menu, type the number 9, then the Enter key. Softvert will advance directly to option 9, quote, spaces between words, end quote, and speak the current setting. When you are finished checking or changing verbal options, you can exit the verbal options menu with the command Control E. This command is easy to remember because we use an E for exit. You will exit all Softvert menus with the command Control E. Note, some synthesizers do not support all of Softvert's verbal option settings. If your synthesizer does not support a particular setting, the synthesizer will probably emit a tone. The verbal options menu contains the following 30 items. Number 1, words. Number 2, numbers. Number 3, punctuation. Number 4, dictionary. Number 5, format check. Number 6, capital letter indication. Number 7, unusual letter combinations. Number 8, mode key. Number 9, spaces between words. Number 10, single quotes. Number 11, PC screen echo. Number 12, PC keys received. Number 13, PC screen highlighting. Number 14, identical characters. Number 15, cursor keys. Number 16, special letter keys. Number 17, message form. Number 18, command override. Number 19, line numbers. Number 20, cursor pause. Number 21, forms processing. Number 22, typing override. Number 23, Alt 1 through 0. Number 24, route check. Number 25, speak delete. Number 26, end of word delay. Page 95. Number 27, graphics. Number 28, silent windows. Number 29, cursor type. Number 30, not assigned. Following is a detailed explanation of each option. The default setting is always listed first, followed by all other settings in the order they appear. You can save your settings to disk with the VU, view program, using the command, quote, VU space save space file name dot VU, end quote. And load them with the, quote, VU space load space file name dot VU, end quote. Parentheses, without the quotes, close parentheses. Please refer to the section on Vert utility programs later in this chapter for more information on the VPU command. Number 1, words. Words on. Both typed input and PC responses, paren, output, close paren, are spoken as full words. Words input spell. Input is spelled, but PC responses are spoken as words. Words off. Everything is spelled, both input and output. This option is useful anytime the bulk of the text is made up of abbreviations or when programming. Number 2. Numbers, universal. Numbers pronounced digit by digit. Numbers are verbalized a digit at a time. For example, the number 123 is verbalized 1, 2, 3. Numbers pronounced as words. Numbers are grouped together and verbalized. The comma and period in this mode represents parts of numbers. For example, 123,456.78 is verbalized 123,456.78. Numbers pronounced in pairs. Numbers are grouped in pairs. For example, 1,234 is pronounced 1234. Note, Softvert always tries to verbalize digits as they are typed. The number expansion occurs when the number is sent from the computer or examined in review mode. Page 96. Number 3. Punctuation, universal. Punctuation marks pronounced and pause inserted. Inserts a pause after each punctuation mark. This is the best mode for text creation and editing functions. Punctuation marked pronounced. All punctuation marks are pronounced, but note pause is inserted for timing. punctuation marks not pronounced, and pause inserted. Punctuation marks are not pronounced, but a pause is inserted at the punctuation symbol, thus giving natural-sounding speech and is good for listening to documentation or letters. Punctuation marks not pronounced, punctuation marks not pronounced, and pause is not inserted for timing. Number 4. Dictionary, universal. Dictionary ignored. The entries in the dictionary are ignored. This setting permits you to have a personalized dictionary, but have the ability to ignore the entries. Dictionary in use. This setting instructs software to use the personalized dictionary when speaking. The dictionary menu section of this manual describes how to enter and remove entries in the dictionary. Number 5. Format check, universal. Format check off. This setting tells software to ignore differences in the formatting of text. It does not affect window formats. Format check on. This setting causes software to produce different audio cues in review mode to indicate the format of the data. When this option is set, an audio cue is generated for every 5 spaces together. If the margin for the quote route end quote command greater than is set, the spaces are not counted if they are inside the margin. This is helpful for gaining a feeling of indentation for titles and paragraphs. A special error message is indicated by a louder audio cue when a space precedes a punctuation mark. For example, in the salutation, "Dear Sir," colon, page 97, the space before the colon causes a different audio cue. This mode is useful for checking the format of the data when creating documents with word processing programs. Note, as an aid to formatting text, the Ctrl-T command ignores the margin settings when you have format check on. In this way, you may be assured that an indented paragraph is correct in relationship to the rest of the text. Number 6. Capital letter indication, universal. Capital letter indication off. This setting causes software to ignore differences between upper and lowercase letters. Capital letter indication toned. Causes software to generate a tone when it detects a capital letter. If the entire word is capitalized, you hear a double tone preceding the word. Paren. This is analogous to the .6 capital letter rule in Braille. Close paren. Capital letter indication by pitch. Causes software to raise the pitch of the synthesizer for initial caps and to raise it further for all caps. Not all synthesizers support this feature. Number 7. Unusual letter combinations, universal. Unusual letter combinations spelled. This setting causes software to automatically spell any words that, quote, appear, end quote, unusual. For example, the following words are determined to be unusual and are therefore spelled. ABC, comma, ABCDEFG, comma, IQ, comma, capital ACB, comma, capital NFB, capital FBI. This mode is extremely useful when listening to text or using a computer language. Many variable names are automatically spelled and therefore eliminate confusing statements. This item should usually be set to the, quote, spelled, end quote, option. Unusual letter combinations, spoken. This setting causes software to pronounce any word which has vowels and consonants. Page 98. Number 8. Mode keys, universal. Mode keys, silent. No speech occurs when the mode keys are pressed. Mode keys, spoken. The mode keys, Control, Shift, Alt, Caps Lock, Number Lock, and Scroll Lock, are spoken when pressed. Number 9. Spaces between words. Review. Spaces between words, not spoken. While in review mode, when processing a word at a time via forward word F or back word S, spaces are not spoken. The spaces may be found by using the character keys paren X, C, V, close paren. Spaces between words, spoken. This setting verbalizes a space as the word, quote, space, end quote. Spaces are spoken when using the S or F keys in review mode. The exact number of spaces may be checked by using the X and V keys. Number 10. Single quotes, universal. Single quotes accepted. Single quotes are treated as punctuation marks. For example, the word, quote, can't, C-A-N apostrophe T, end quote, is pronounced, quote, can, single quote, T, end quote. single quotes ignored. This setting causes the single quote to be silent. For example, the word, quote, can't, C-A-N apostrophe T, end quote, is pronounced can't. This is the end of tape 3, side 1.